and welcome to QMSC.net, the Management System Station. I am Sal Caraccio. This is my show, and here is podcast number one. This is going to be a short introductory podcast, and this podcast is brought to you by nobody. I have no sponsors for my podcast, but if you go to the main site, QMSC.net, you'll find a few advertisements you could click on if you like them. They're supposed to be targeted to you. And you can always make a donation to the cause of information sharing, which is what this is all about. And this being the first podcast, I'll spend a few minutes on my background. I promise not to rehash this every time. In fact, I'm only going to talk about my background. If you know me already, do yourself a favor and listen to something more interesting, like a clock. Education-wise, I have a master's degree in information systems, which is basically an MBA with computing classes thrown in. Undergrad was in computer science, which is fine. It has earned me roles in IT management and does help me quite a bit today. But my current day-to-day role is as an evaluator of management systems. So I've been in this field for nearly 30 years, working for what are called registrars, and in two quality manager roles for Fortune 500 companies as well, as a consultant and training specialist for business improvement activities. So companies pay me to evaluate or audit to various standards, including what is known as ISO 9001 or ISO 27001. You may have heard of them. But just in case, 9001 is an international standard, describes what it takes to give a customer what they ask for. And it covers all departments of a company. It's not just the manufacturing, but it covers purchasing, sales, quality management, human resources, the whole company. And it's primarily a business management system. 27001 is similar, but it focuses on information security and controls that are needed to protect customer and corporate information. There are hundreds of ISO standards covering most industries. I have in the past, and occasionally when I have spare time, helped companies install compliance systems and also to protect them from people like me by doing their internal audits, for example. They go through this process of building these business systems and putting up with the audit process so that they can get a certificate telling the world that they comply with their standard of choice. They want this piece of paper either because they have a big customer who says, get that piece of paper or we're going to go somewhere else, or because the company thinks will make them better. I believe it does, or sometimes they do it for both reasons. The thing about what I do when I audit, though, and why this site is here, QMSC.net, is not cross the audit consultant line. I look at paper and screens. I talk to people, watch widgets turn out of machines, and make comparisons. But when I find something the company does that doesn't match what the standard says, I write it down as a nonconformance. It's just a way of tracking an action item where cause is determined. I don't, because it's against the rules of the game, tell the company how to fix a nonconformance. Even if they comply, but they could do it more efficiently or generally better, I can only say that looks like it hurts, maybe try something else. So this is a place where I can take the binds off a little, as long as I'm careful not to single out a particular client or any particular operational situation. If I keep things generic and publicly available, should be okay. Your mileage may vary. I'm always sure what I say, but I'm never sure what people hear. Okay, I'm not always sure what I say either. But between the two sides of this thing called communication, we could probably figure it out. But it's also why, even if you implement something on this site that you've seen or heard, I or someone like me may still come to your company and say, what have you done? This is a mess. I really don't expect that to happen. And I'll do my best to see that it doesn't happen, but that's the fine print. You know what? That's enough of an introduction. Call that first blood. First blood has been spilled. Or if you're a kinder person, the ice has been broken. I'm not sure what people have against ice. The website where you can learn all about management systems and the latest news is QMSC.net, as well as other podcasts like this one, without me talking about me. I plan on covering tools and techniques for management systems, how to survive audits, industry news as it happens, and whatever else my listeners and readers ask for. There's all kinds of ways you can contact me. There's Facebook, QMSC. And LinkedIn, look for me there if you like, S-A-L-C-O-R-A-C-C-I-O, if you want to know how to spell it. And of course, there's a Twitter feed, QMSC3, that's the number 3 spelled out, as well as the comments on QMSC.net. Thanks for listening. This has been show number 1. And don't forget, every good podcast has a clever closing catchphrase.